شیطان روز تو شکر تو فرمایا وہ سوچوں سے پریشان ہوتا ہے, اس کو سوچنا چاہیے کہ میرے ایمان کی گواہی تو شیطان بھی دے رہا ہے, صحیح مسلم بہتر تو شیطان از گیونگ ایویڈنس اینڈ ہی از وٹنس ٹو مائی ایمان. ہاؤ از دیٹ؟ یوں کہہ رہا ہے تیرے پاس نعمت ایمان ہے, جب ہی تو میں تیرے پاس آ رہا ہوں سامنے پیش کی جا رہی ہے. اور میرے حضرت سے فرمایا کچھ نہ کچھ وقت موت سے پہلے آ جانے چاہیے, دماغ کتنا اسٹریٹ اور تکلیف آئی سو خام پرسن بفور بفور ویل کی شیطان کا ڈفرنٹ فارم حضرت محمد شکیتا the in coming the form of the mother and you say the truth better, you know, you have, you are in Islam, but I can tell you that I have accepted Christianity, I become a Christian, so you become a Christian. At that time it is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mother that you will save this person if his iman is strong, will be saved. So that is why you find that Hazrat Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi, when he was in Sakarat, his son heard him saying something, so he said, not now, not now, still being child, still, not now. What it was, the shaitan came to him and told him that, oh Imam Ahmad, you have become successful. So at that time, I was telling shaitan that not now, until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes me with iman. This is what you must be very, very concerned about, that my last moment, all our culmination and the end of all our efforts is for that last moment, that I will die with iman. And inshallah ta'ala kama tahyawna tamutun, how you will live like that you will die. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us like that. That is why Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel sahab always used to say that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not find us that our mode must not come to us in such a state that I am in the cinema or I am in the disco or I am in such a wrong place that I am popping the pill and that the time the miracle mode comes to me, Allah ta'ala says. So all this preparation is for that particular moment. So Hazrat Maulana Rasulullah says the same thing, that these also souls will come. And then on the other side, find the father is coming and say, better, you become a Yahudi, you become a Jew. I have accepted Judaism also. He's speaking like the work of Shaitan is to speak like. Neither the mother became a Christian, neither the father became a Jew. But the Shaitan's work is to, how to, by deceit, he is now trying to get learned person and take his iman away. So we need to be very, very particular that, Ya Allah, Allah Ta'ala, save me, save my iman. And this is all our effort for the last week. MDE, MDE 71912, 4 and MDE 195382, this time. Please remove your message. کیونکہ روز کے بعد ہر روز کے پاس شیطان آتا ہے اور وسوسہ چاہتا ہے, تو صرف اس سے پہلے وسوسے آ چکے ہیں, اس کو تجربہ ہے. So that person who is used to this, that person, shaitan is coming, even in my salah, I will put all types of thoughts in there, the shaitan work is that, so he will not be worried and concerned about that. He will be worried and concerned that I am now, I do not have to worry about these things. My concentration must be in salah, and besides that sometimes why we are in salah, so the type of thoughts do come to us, when these thoughts come, do not worry about these thoughts, but inshallah our namaz is accepted, don't go behind the thoughts, do not try to dispel the thoughts, neither try to accommodate the thoughts, but just don't worry about those thoughts, inshallah we will find that our جس کو پہلے وسوسا چکے ہیں اس کو تجربہ ہے, جس سے یہ وہی سوچ لے گا کہ یہ تو وہی وسوسے ہیں جو اس کو آ چکے ہیں اور میں اس سے بے انتخاب ہو چکا ہوں. کتابوں میں لکھا ہے کہ ربی کا معارف سے کلام نہیں کرنا چاہیے. کتاب سے پرسن ہوئی اسٹوڈنٹ ایز اے پرسن ہوئی جب یو شوڈ ناٹ اس زمانے میں پیپل ڈو ناٹ وانٹ ٹو ڈیبیٹ ٹو گیٹ دا ٹروتھ, بٹ دا پرپز آف دا ڈیبیٹ از ٹو وِن دا ڈیبیٹ. دا پرپز از ناٹ ٹو یو نو وِن دا آنسر. حاجی بھائی پاڑی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ یو ٹو سے دیٹ یو ہیو ٹو ریمبر دیٹ ڈونٹ وری اباؤٹ وِننگ دا آرگیومنٹ وِد دا مین, ڈونٹ وری اباؤٹ وِننگ دا آرگیومنٹ وِد دا مین. دشمنی پہلے پہچان رکھی ہے, گفتگو اس کی دشمنی اور بڑھے گی. تو معاہد سے کلام نہیں کرنا چاہیے اور شیطان معاہد ہے جیسے شیطان لہٰذا اس سے کلام اور گفتگو نہیں کرنا چاہیے, بدتر سے بھی بات کر کے ہونا چاہیے. مومن پر حسادت کی نظر کرنے والا اشراف ہے. So what guarantee have you got that this person who you are looking down upon, that he will be forgiven? And what guarantee have I got for myself that I will be forgiven? I will not be forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why the Quran of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what they would be able to look down upon a people also. Because we don't know what is our, what is going to be our place. It is said about our guru. He was there passing through the meadows and the gardens of the king of the time. So the king saw him, he was very, very angry, and the king was hunting, he had a hunting dog with him. So he asked that person, "Why, what are you doing here?" The dog was passing through the street. He asked him, "Tell me, is your dog better? Is my dog better or are you better? So yes, tomorrow on the day of forgiveness, and tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive me, then I will be able to tell you. But today I cannot tell you anything. That is why the Quran of Allah says, وَيَقُولُ الْقَافِرُ يَا لَيْتَنِي كُنْتُ تُرَابًا. The Qafir will say, how I wish that I may get just and then I can tell. On what they will say, that they will see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make justice for the animals. If there was one goat that broke the horn of another goat, that justice will be done. That the goat that broke the horn of the other goat, that will break the horn of this goat. And they will all take badla, they will all take revenge for whatever they were done to them. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell all these animals that to come to Ra, to come to Shem. They are all returning to that. That's the time when the kafir will have a regret and will say, وَيَقُولُ الْكَافِرُ وَيَا لَيْتَنِي كُنْتُ تُرَابًا. How I wish that I was also just, that today I will not have to go to Jahannam. So therefore we have to be very, very particular. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't know what is going to be our last moment. فرمایا کہ کسی مومن پر گناہ کرنے پر حفاظت کی نظر نہیں جانا چاہیے. ہاؤ مچ سنفل اے پرسن از، ہاؤ مچ سنفل اے پرسن از، ریگارڈ ہم ایز اے پرسن ہو از سک، ریگارڈ ایز اے پرسن ہو از ہو از انویل. Now how old is when a person is sick, when a person is terminally unwell, what do? We look down upon it? No, we go after that person. We do not look down upon the person. Besides that person, help that person. So therefore, the person who is how much sin that may be, that we have to make effort on him, make courses, and try to bring him out of that. Aur us nazar rakhna chahiye ki usne to soba kari hogi, and you must always have that dawaha, that most probably this person must have made soba. If he made soba, Allah Ta'ala will forgive him. Because upon Toba, Allah Ta'ala is definitely there, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِن رَّحْمَةِ اللَّهِ say to my servants, do not despair. Abu Huraira رضي الله تعالى عنه, one day, this one lady, she was really disturbed, very disturbed and depressed. She cried. She asked, what's the problem? You know, I don't know what to do. I committed a very, very great sin. I made zina. And after committing zina, I could steal the child. And then after that, when the child was born, I killed that child. I murdered that child. Now I don't know if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ever forgive. So, Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala also, he did not know the masala. So he told him that, what you have done, it is of, you know, I cannot think of a sin that is greater than the sin here, and he left there at that. Then the next morning, he came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, Ya Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is what happened. The lady, she began crying and wailing, and she says, when I told her that there is no hope, I don't see any hope for you, she went away, she thought, and said, now what can I do? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, Abu Huraira, if you do not read the ayah in Surah Al-Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ. That those, إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ, except with those people who make tawbah, turn away from their sins. وَآمَنَ, and then they have iman also, they bring iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا, and then they do good amal and good deeds. Such people Allah Ta'ala says, فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ. Such type of people Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will turn their sins through hasanat to good deeds. So imagine now when their sins are going to be turned to good deeds, what will be the position of that person who does good deeds? What will happen to his good deeds? They will be increased much more. So therefore, Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala said, he went out looking for the lady, told him to the honey, and here they finally defined there. And then he said, there, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given the glad tidings and the ayat of the Quran, where Allah Ta'ala forgiveness is the dimension that you are forgiven. When she heard this, she went into this time of frustration, and she thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it. And in fact, she had one slave woman and a slave woman's son. She felt that free in happiness. So you find that what greater thing can you take off somebody that can, you know, don't down upon anybody. Then you find that I know of so many people today that you look down upon them. What's wrong with this person? Is it for them? What are they eating? No person is for them. You cannot say anything about anybody until the last moment. If we die of iman, then we can say that we are successful. That is what Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah said, only if I die of iman, then I can say that I am successful. So here it says that agar nikarat ki nazar jari to ashrar mein se ho gaya, if you have doubt upon that person with contempt and with hatred and with ikar, you know, so that you have become one of the ashrar and the worst of people. اپنے نصیب کو سمجھتا ہے کہ اشرار میں سے ہو گیا, مگر حق تعالیٰ فرماتے ہیں کہ میرے نصیب کو اشرار میں سے ہو گئے کہ وہ اس حقارت کی نظر جائے اور اس کی حقارت اپنا سبوں میں نے ملی رہا. اور حضرت مولانا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے خوف سے بہت بار بزرگ حضرت حبیب عجمی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ, حبیب عجمی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ وہ حضرت ہے خیر بزرگ, انہوں نے سائیکل حسن رحمۃ اللہ. ون ڈے حبیب عجمی دی پریویس لائف واز اے لائف فل آف کرپشن, اے لائف فل آف سن, اینڈ اے لائف ویئر وچ ہی یوزڈ ٹو جسٹ ٹیک انٹرسٹ اینڈ انٹرسٹ اینڈ انٹرسٹ کمپاؤنڈ انٹرسٹ. ود دی چلڈرن یوزڈ ٹو کم ہیئر ود ہیم, دے سولڈ پاس then they did that the first time they came to Habib Azmi. The sun heaven that is standing next to him, he is there that, and his home will come upon us. So they surround part of him. One day, Habib Azmi, one lady came to the house. Now, he went to the house of one lady to ask for the gift, not for what she had given, but for the gift. She said, to guide us, I can't go empty handed. I have to take something and go. So that day there was a little bit of hurry that was hoping to stir it in the picture of me. So she handed that over to him. Now I must take something else. There was nothing else in the house with him. So she gave it to him. He took it home. When he took it home, he goes to his wife. And she said, what is this that you brought? I always see that there is blood in here and stones. I don't see any curry, I don't see anything. I think it's with blood and salt. We looked at that, immediately it dawned upon him what I am eating is the interest of the blood. He actually is sucking the blood of his co-father. And what I am eating is the stone which has made my heart so hard. So he was immediately, thought, now I must take over. So he went to Hasan Tasri Rahmatullah. He goes to Hasan Tasri Rahmatullah. And he says to Hasan Rasul Rahmatullahi, that he Hasan Rasul, accept me, and accept my, accept me as a disciple also. And remember, when these higher people, nobody is generally, so he came to Hasan Rasul Rahmatullahi, he came to Torah, and then from that time, he became so close to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, that one night, he was making Salah. But before he was not Arab, he could not read the Quran and not reading the Quran. He is taking salah, Hasan Basri Rahmatullah wanted to join him with the salah. Then he heard him reading the Quran, he was just feeling very clear. You see, that is the Maslahi. So he went to salah on his own. When he went to salah on his own, that time Hasan Basri Rahmatullah sees Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala in the Quran. He asked Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, Ya Allah, how can I get close to you? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him that when the time was there for you to get close to me, you should not take use, you should not make use of that opportunity. If you had read your salah behind Habib Azmi, you would have become very close to me. So can you imagine a person of that caliber, when he made tawbah, when he turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from what to what he came, from what to what he came? And the Muslim, Allah Shafi'a rahmatullah, in one of his salah, he spoke about ابو عبداللہ and where and where. On his way, while he's going, when they came to a village of the Christians, and there they could hear the bells are ringing, and Christians are all wearing their crosses and all these things. So it all came in his mind. That look at these people, what they are worshipping, not worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That, all came in his mind, that why are they not worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Look at them. That if you don't see of them in his heart, anyway, Allah ta'ala came in a very, very severe test. What was the test? That they came to a well where they came to drink water, and see that it was very, very beautiful girl, and the maiden is dressed very beautifully, and she is now wearing gold jewelry. So he saw her, he paid her on her, but he became, immediately he just had his love with that girl. She's Christian. And he put his head down, and this girl should have thought, time of Salah is reading his Salah, but he's just sitting down. Disciples are all worried. And he had 12,000 worries. How many? 12,000 worries. All the who were dealing with him, they were all worried. What happened to our brother? What happened to our Shaykh today? That today you look at him. Then he told them, you'll carry on. You'll carry on. I cannot come with you to carry on. So he asked, well, who is this girl? He said, she's the daughter of the head priest. So take it with you. So they took him to the head priest, and he said, look, I want to marry your daughter. If you want to marry my daughter, then the condition is that you have to become a Christian.
You have to become a Christian?
And at that time, all the others left away and they raised it. And not only that, he said, you'll have to graze my pig.
You'll have to graze my pig.
They began grazing the pig. The Jamaat went, they came back the next year, and when they come back the next year, they see that he's there grazing the pig. And the same the stick that he had, which he used to use to make khutbah on the neighbor, today is that stick he grazed the pig. At that time, they asked him, that you knew 50,000 hadith, but do you remember any of the hadith? Yes, I only remember one. That's only the hadith that you remember. I only remember the hadith where whoever person has left his iman and he has become apostate, then he must kill. Faqtul. Do you remember anything of the Quran? You do 7 qiraat. You are the qari of the various. You remember anything of the Quran? Yeah, I forgot everything. I don't know. The only ayat I remember is
وَمَا يُحِدِ اللَّهُ وَمَا يُحِدِ اللَّهُ وَمَحْلَهُ بِالْكُفْرِ. Whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala disgraces, there is nobody there to be able to respect the dignity. When Allah ta'ala is going to disgrace somebody, who is there to be able to respect the dignity?
So when this happened, and he began crying profusely, even the king began crying with his kahal. And he told them this story, I cannot share, I cannot tell you anything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed what he has decreed, and this is my faith now, what has happened. Anyway, they were crying and making love. All the police were also making love. And they moved them. As they went over, they come across the river, and suddenly they find that the Shaykh is now there. Abu Abdullah Al-Dalusi rahmatullah is now there. And he comes there in the bath, and he comes out. On his body he has those cross and all those beads. That the Christian man he called that out. He read, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. So everybody became so happy, and they began rejoicing that today our Shaykh has now come back. And then I need to go back to Baghdad. From that 30, from those tell us all about the Prophet ﷺ that he screams and weeps and gets up, and that he says he's covered in weeds. But that's another chapter. He says that when I had that thought come in my mind, and that came to my heart, that look at these people here, look at them, that how, what they are doing, they are worshipping these, you know, they are worshipping, you know, these prophets, and they are, you know, ringing these bells in the church. What type of these people are? So that's because I despise these people, I felt as if they burned me out of my heart. That burden was the Iman director. It's very, 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 until you have tested that word, I thought of it. Allah SWT agrees that Allah SWT gives a lesson and shows us that the people have never been out of the world before. Always make shukr for Allah SWT, for His never, for His blessings, for His favors upon us. Keep making shukr for Allah SWT. That is the purpose of our salah. Our purpose of our salah is also to make shukr for Allah SWT for the iman that we have. The purpose of our salah is to make shukr for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the iman that we have. And once we make our one salah and we make shukr, la in shakartum la azizatnakum, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase us and he will give us more tawfiq inshaAllah. So therefore we find that never look down at somebody, and that's the lesson that we always taught us. Allah Ta'ala forgive me, forgive us all, that we don't look down at one another, look with everybody with respect. The person is not up to us, today is not one for tomorrow, he will be in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala, what he will see. Why is the shaitan so far? The hope that is that it, or the entire is so far, the other Shaitan wants to stop you from Tawbah. He wants the benefit of Tawbah. Whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded even Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لِرَبِّكَ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you make Tawbah for your sins. Obviously, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asking, he had no sins. But according to his lofty rank, even the nicest Tawbah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is making Tawbah, he is raising his status, raising his status. That's what it's all. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَيَصْفِرَ لَكُمْ مَا مَا تَقَدَّمُ مِنْ ذَنْبِكَ وَمَا تَأَخَّرَ. Allah ta'ala has forgiven all your past and future sins for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So for my eyes, shaitan to what he looks at his eye, shaitan has to stop you from making Tawbah. Or kehta hai ki Tawbah ka kya fayda, what is the benefit of Tawbah? Remember that Tawbah istighfar is the root of all goodness. That is why we finish our salah. We finish up our salah with Tawbah istighfar. What do we say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah Almighty, zalamta nafsi zulman kathira. Oh Allah, I make a great amount of zulm upon myself upon my nafs. وَلَا يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا And Ya Allah, none besides you can forgive me. فَغْفِرْ لِي وَاللَّهُ So you forgive me. But a person thinks that well. فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا Shaitan took steps upon himself and he said that this person made Tawbah now. And he must remember that the last amal is Salah and the Tawbah is the far and then finish. And after we make our Salah, all of what we will do? As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, as-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. They say Allahu Akbar. They say Allahu Akbar. After they say astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Ya Allah, I did not read my salah according to how you are supposed to have been read. Ya Allah, I did not make my salah according to how you are supposed to have been read. Farmaya ka shaitan sama se rokta rehta hai. He continues to stop. He wants to continue to carry on his sins. That is why he says that not one minute you sin 100 times a day, to make Tawbah 100 times. To. If you do the same sin not one time, two times, 100 times, one of us says that he makes Tawbah 100 times also. And having over, inshallah, that has put the barakah of the Tawbah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open the door of the barakah and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Aaj, the shaitan Tawbah dega, kal wo phir toot jayegi, to wo unko kehna chahiye, ki wo unse gunah ho jata hai, मगर शर्मिंदा भी तो होता हूँ तो फिर although I am sitting today, I am also very sorry for myself. Till then, Adavati Adi hai, and the heart also, I feel very, very sorry that I am making this step. So then, Tova, Atova, and Adavati. What is Tova? It's the regret in our heart that I made this wrong. Ab ho gaya, toh Tova karlo. Din hoga, this Sunday, this week, Tova karlo. If I give it now, I make it Tova. If I sin again, I'll make Tova again. If I sin again, I'll make it Tova again. But we must not keep that in mind that I'm your sin. Because Allah does not like that a person who spends out of sin. Allah Ta'ala. But the purpose of Tova is to please Allah. So that is why the reason of Allah is in the sport. What's up in the Rafika? But then Allah Ta'ala is in the you may Tova for your shortcomings. But there is no pain in our life. And for the believing men and the believing women also. Our eyes are open to make Tova for ourselves also, make Tova for our children also, make Tova for the believing men and believing women, and for the whole Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and in fact for all the children of Adam alayhi wa sallam, every one of them, Mu'minin, Mu'minat, everyone who was a believing man, who was a believing woman, make Tova is the part of the heart of all. کیونکہ توبہ صرف زبان سے نہیں ہوتی بلکہ دل کی شرمندگی اور سزا محسوس ہوا کہتے ہیں وقت کی توبہ دل کے ہاتھ کی پھر بھی ریگریٹ کا ہاتھ جیسا آگے سے تمہیں بات کر اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ چار دفعہ اور دل کی توبہ جھل جو اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ ان فوگیونیس کو آوچن اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی دوبارہ پرابط واقعہ رکھوں کے لئے لیکن اکرا بزر بھی ہوا ہے اور آپ اس لئے کو اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی will not destroy the people as long as those people are making star and justifying themselves so alhamdulillah we find that Jalsa is also a place for our justification but not only pray for the Islahi Jalsa for our justification every moment of our life is there for justification every moment of the keep making an effort that I will rectify myself, I will rectify myself, I will rectify myself. Keep making dua to Allah SWT. Ya hajjur ya tayyum, ya rahmatika as-sagheen, aslih li shani kulla, la takirni ila nafsi, farfa ta'in, ya Allah. Do not turn me away from you, ya Rasulullah. Ati me toba, the path you, inshallah ta'ala, we keep making toba, the path to Allah SWT. Allah SWT will open the door of his rahmat and mercy for us. So from this ayat, we put to know that Ramakana Rasulullah is a little Quran, the Zulmi Quran, the Ramus report, that the people make Islah and rectify themselves, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will always, inshallah ta'ala, his favor will be upon them. Allah ta'ala is a talking.